Welcome back to Revive Nations podcast. Revive Nations is a global ministry with one mission: to raise an army of Jesus lovers around the world. Prepare your heart to receive something fresh from the voice of God, Prophet Shaiju Matthew, and be revived, renewed, and restored.
One of the words that the Lord put into my heart that I need to teach you is regarding the life of Joseph. Joseph is a very good example of governance. Very good example of governance. Okay. But his beginning didn't start off as the governor. His beginning start off as a seed in his heart. A seed of governance was placed in his heart by God. A seed was placed in his heart by God. A seed of governance. He was sleeping, and when he was sleeping, God gave him a dream, and he saw how wheat is going to bow down to him. He saw how the stars, the moon, bowing down to him. So his beginning did not start as a governor. It started as a dream in his heart. It started as a dream in his heart. Before you can enter into your role as a governor, and if before you can exercise the grace of governance, there must be a seed planted in your heart. It has to start in your heart as a perspective that this is a possibility. This is a possibility. So, no, you may not see it overnight, but it has to be still preached.
That's right.
I still have to look at the odds of it not happening and yet come here and say, I'm going to still preach because maybe this seed that I am throwing, maybe at least one will fall on good ground. Maybe at least one Sarah will capture it. And then she's 90 years old, but she's still able to cause that seed to conceive inside of her. I don't want to preach. That is not my focus. I want to bring you a heart of the Lord. What is the heart? The heart of the Lord is that you become the light. Said, you are the light of this world. And the Bible also says, you are a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. You are a city. You are one city. You are by yourself a city. You can function and produce results like a city produces.
Amen.
The results that an individual produces is different from the result that a city can produce. God does not see you as an individual. He's saying that the results that you can produce, the scale of it is in the size of a city. The way you are supposed to bear fruit is not the way an individual produces. Now God is giving you an invitation for those that have been studying well, growing well in the last season. Here you are. Whether you're ready or not, here I come. This is an invitation of mass production. This is an invitation for a large scale production. God is saying that the way you produce results in the last season is not how I want you to produce results in the next. In the next season, I want you to produce results as a city. Anything that you know is achievable is not from God, it's from you. Anything you know is not achievable. Now you're functioning like a city. So in the last season, I encouraged you to get out of the spirit of slavery. And I said, now don't focus on 9-to-5 jobs. Focus on having your own business. Now my question is, as a city, what does that business look like? And here we are, we believers, we don't have the capacity of thinking more than a house. And yet God did not call us to be just a candlelight. He called us to be a city on a hill. Elevated city. It's just not a city, a city with elevation, an honored city, an elevated city. May I expand the dimensions of your spirit today. May I expand and say, there is a need for an Abrahamic grace to manifest in our generation. Yes. There is a need for an Abrahamic anointing to manifest. Yes, you are a faithful prayer warrior. But after all the prayer, if the church is still in need, where is the God of Abraham? Where is the God of Isaac? Where is the God of Jacob? Let me expand the boundaries of your spirit today. Let me expand, and may you begin to see yourself the way God sees you. How does God see you? You're a city. You're a city.
Amen.
You're a city.
Amen.
And darkness cannot comprehend this light. Candlelights can be blown out. But when you become a light, a city upon a hill, now you are becoming a challenge against the Antichrist. Now you're becoming a genuine challenge against the forces of this world that is trying to enslave humanity. You have a 9-to-5 job, they can control you. You have a small business, they will shut you down. But when you become a principality, when you become a principality. So I'm praying that God will expand your capacity to receive this word. It's so important for you to understand. You don't come to church to feel good. You don't come to church so you can have your baby dedication, you get married, and then we bury you. No. There are places that can do a good job of burying you. If you're coming to church, it has to be because the church is now empowering your spirit. And now your spirit is not just shining like a light. Now your spirit is now becoming a city. The church, I find, is getting stuck in between these two places. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Okay. How come, Pastor, you're not talking about the next line? We've heard you are the light, you are the light, you are the light. But how come nobody is teaching you how to become the city? Lack of understanding. My people do not perish because they prayed less. My people perish because of the lack of understanding. This word is bringing understanding into your spirit. You are supposed to be not just the light, you are supposed to be a city on a hill.
Amen.
Why is it that the church focuses so much on being a good priest unto the Lord? Huh? Pray well, have family time prayer, do this, go to church, pray, sing, or tithes. We teach people of God to be a good priest. Yet, the Bible says you are kings and priests. But nobody taught us to be kings. All the while, you taught us how to be priests, but nobody taught us how to be kings. There is an order of kings. When Jesus came, he talks about an anointing that he functioned in, and it was prophesied upon him. Upon him shall be the government on his shoulders. On his shoulders. That means when Jesus came, he came in the grace to be a priest and a king. In the role of a priest, here he was standing in between the invisible and the visible and interceding for people. But he didn't just come as a priest, he also came as a king upon whom the government would be on his shoulders. This is your lineage. This is your legacy. This is the order in which you have been called to. According to the information you're receiving, so shall you become. Do you know? The book of Hebrews says Jesus came in the order of Melchizedek. How come nobody talks about that in our churches? We're all talking about love Jesus. He's coming back. We are going to heaven. It's okay if you're broke. Jesus is coming back. Yet, the Bible has verses that talks about Jesus coming to us in the order of Melchizedek. And the order of Melchizedek, who tapped into the order of Melchizedek? Abraham tapped into the order of Melchizedek. Please, I don't want to insult anybody, but if you see Joshua came in the order of Moses. Okay? But if you see Abraham, he came in the order of Melchizedek. Because when Abraham gave tithes to Melchizedek, and Melchizedek released a blessing upon him, there is something that happened. There is an exchange of anointing. There's a grace that is released. Now Abraham starts to have the grace for governments. Other governments started recognizing Abraham as a government. Kings started recognizing Abraham as a king. And yet Abraham did not have a crown. All he had was a Melchizedek that he gave his tithes to. Are you following what I'm saying? So God is looking at a generation that can understand that there is an order of governorship that we must enter to. There was a widow where the prophet was sent to. And the prophet told the widow, I know you're getting ready to eat and die. That's what she said. He said, but God has commanded you to feed me. God has what? Yet the widow had not heard a physical command. But there was already a command by God that had left heaven, that had reached her, and yet she did not have the skill set to know that this was a command in her spirit. Could it be possible that a word of governance has left the heaven and it has already arrived into your bones, and you don't have the mechanism and the skill needed to open the envelope and read this information, that the season of you being an individual is over? Welcome to the season of being a city on a hill. Some of you are thinking, how do I make it happen? Child of God, first thing is you need to get this word into your bones. Get this word into your bones. Let your bones now begin to expand. Let your spirit begin to expand. Let everything inside of you begin to grow. When the spirit grows according to the word that is given to you, everything around you must adjust and expand to the spirit inside of you. Oh, when the word locates your spirit grows according to the weight of that word given to you. Then now everything around you has to adjust, make space, make room to accommodate your spirit that is growing according to the word. My God, my God, my God. So the question is, what word are you eating? What word are you digesting? You should come to a place where now you can't sleep. That's when you know the word that was sent from above is working inside of you. Now you can't sleep. Now Joseph will come and he will start telling his brothers, oh, by the way, I see a dream. I see a dream. I can't stop it. I can't stop talking about it. Yeah. It was fire shut up inside his bones that one day I will roar. One day the kings of this earth will bow down. One day it began to stir up inside of him that he cannot shut himself up. And the Bible says, they saw him coming from a distance. His dream was so loud that they could see him coming from a distance. Ah, I wish we can learn how to surprise your enemy. They saw Joseph coming from a distance. And if you give them distance in time, they will have time to plot against you. Don't let them see you coming. Surprise your enemy with the word of governance. Let it grow inside. water it, feed it, let your spirit grow. Why do you think Jesus as a baby hid for 3 years? Because even as a Jesus, there was a season where he was very vulnerable. Very what? Vulnerable. That was a season where he had to hide. Because if he didn't hide when he was vulnerable, even Jesus could be in danger. Tell me, why else would he have to hide? Because every seed, every dream, there is a season where it is vulnerable. You have to learn to grow in secret until you are strong. Now, even when they want to kill you, they cannot kill you. But Joseph, they could see him coming a mile away. He was dressed like a peacock. Multicolored robe. All talk. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. They could see him coming a mile away. Child of God, those that you are listening to me in this ministry, just eat and grow. And just grow. Let your spirit grow. Let it overflow. Begin to build. So by the time your enemy figures out what you're doing, the walls are already up. That means this year you don't have time for self-pity. That means you don't have time for, oh, I wish I was born on the right side. I wish I had this. I wish I had a private school or whatever you wanted. I wish I had this degree. I wish. No. I wish is in the past. It does not matter what was not given to me, because what is being given to you at this moment is greater than what your biological parents could not give you. The sum of everything that you have been denied in the past is nothing compared to the word of the Lord that is being given to you in the present. And therefore, I have no doubt that you will outdo every plans of the enemy. You're becoming a city. I said you're becoming a city. You're becoming a city.
Listen to prophetic and powerful sermons like this, now available on the Shai Drew Matthew app. Download for your Android or Apple devices.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Revive Nations TV. We are so glad that you could join us here. I hope you have been impacted by the video that you just heard from the man of God. Write to us and let us know how these videos have been impacting you. We would love for you to join us on our social media platform as well. And don't forget to download the Shai Drew Matthew app, which is available both on iOS and Android. Until we meet again, stay under the mighty hand of God. God bless you all and shalom.
Distance is not a barrier to God. RevivNations.tv is now open to live participation to our services.